From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to see the video and you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/show. It's a very important article. Texas police assault legal gun owners. I'm very ashamed of my state that we've been seized and captured like this. But here is Shikari Jackson's report from the Capitol yesterday. I'll be narrating. This is the cutting edge of civil rights, where your guns are legal and lawful and the cops will arrest you if it's in your rifle, you know, carrier, gun rack in your car. Now, long rifles are legal. Handguns aren't openly displayed. Well, these are black powder 1898 pre. So they're totally legal. They show them the law.
What kind of world do we live in when police officers refuse to obey the law?
Read the law! Read the law! Read the law!
They're chanting at state police, read the law, as they twist a guy's arm viciously, who's not resisting, and then they try to, then they grab his arm in a torture move later. Second Amendment, I'm telling
the requirements of Chapter 46. It doesn't.
You cite the law under which you're arresting him.
Man, these cops are so aggressive. I mean, you know they got these jobs just like the police people are. They're so cowardly.
They'll
join a jiu-jitsu gym or something. They do MMA, Mr. Tough Guy. Go fight other men. I watch him grab his arm. Not resisting, look at the cop. Now he's just bam. Any chance. The gun owner is the number one enemy. Any real American's number one enemy right here. C.J. Grisham, I like to grab on him. By the way, whether you agree with these boys or not, Grisham's been in 19 years in the Army. Chin tours of combat. The guy they're grabbing on. I mean, 10 tours of combat compared to these idiots that spend all day acting tough on citizens.
He has plenty of room. He has plenty of room right here. Maybe he's going to get you arrested. For what? Under what violation?
Sir, you stand in front of the vehicle.
The reason I know is I saw his jacket when he was out at the gun rally. He had 10 tours of combat operations on one arm and the other. The point is, it just shows these police are trained as warriors, but we're the enemy.
You guys for freaking assault.
That's why you don't have militarized police, because they're trying to kill people, break things as if we're an enemy. They're peacekeepers. Yeah, Jakari has the state police guy shove into him. Because they think, you know, if you're a citizen, you're dog meat. You're there to provide tax money, and that's it.
Tough guy.
You're there for their ego, and that's it. There'll be robots in place soon. These people won't matter. That cop's been injected probably with over 100 cancer viruses. But when he dies, he'll worship the government. As he dies from the chemical weapon and bioweapon, he will beg them. He will worship them.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just witnessed is the police state. Two citizens were lawfully carrying pre-1899 revolvers. Under Texas Penal Code 46.
It's all about the cops and their... They feel threatened. I feel threatened by a government that doesn't think I should have guns. I feel threatened by the foreign banks that run this country.
Texas DPS just arrested two people for not carrying a firearm. For lawfully carrying a firearm. So when they say they're not...
This is the real tip of the spear for liberty. We salute everyone that's part of Open Carry worldwide. Not just here. Our fight is not just in the Republic. It's worldwide for humanity. We'll be back with the Captain American piece. It's a few minutes long. And then Jim Mars in studio. I'm Alex Jones, and I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Alex Jones here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
NSA wasn't listening to us without warrants. Now it's all public. The government didn't run Al-Qaeda. Now it's all public. The government didn't add the stuff to the vaccines. Now it's all public. Well, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you for joining us on the Sunday transmission. Jim Mars, investigative journalist, in studio is coming up in a moment. But here is my review from last Friday night's InfoWars Nightly News of the new Captain America Winter Soldier film that's coming out.
To build a better world sometimes means tearing the old one down.
That makes enemies.
The much anticipated Captain America 2 Winter Soldier is coming out in April of next year. And I've got to admit, I'm a fan of Captain America and some of the ideas that are in the original comic. But more and more, it's been turned into a politically correct system to sell propaganda. And that may be why the franchise has been in deep trouble. That's admitted. But this new trailer is simply amazing. And before I went out and found the spoilers online that break down the plot, I knew instantly when I saw the first trailer that just came out what this is all about. And if you read the New York Daily News and others, they say they don't know what it means. It's confusing. There's nothing confusing about it. And before I even looked up the spoilers, so this is a spoiler alert, I knew exactly what was going on because it's so clear. Hollywood knows what we're hungry for. We know that corrupt elements have taken over the government. We're aware of this, and that's what the film is about. At first, Captain America says this is tyranny. This is corruption. And he's told by his boss and also Robert Redford, who's his government handler, that to build a better world, sometimes it means tearing the old one down, and that makes enemies. And he says, that doesn't sound like liberty. That sounds like fear and tyranny. And then his old boss begins to wake up, so he is wounded almost mortally, and Captain America begins to wake up, and he's on board the big SHIELD command ship and has to take out a whole group of traitors. When that happens, suddenly the bad guys that have been staging terror attacks come after Captain America, and he doesn't know where the assassin and others are coming from and who they work for. Of course, they really work for the director of SHIELD. SHIELD is the shadow government led by Robert Redford, who just so happens to be the villain.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen. Because the punishment usually came after the crime. SHIELD takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be. This isn't freedom. This is fear.
And they're staging these events to get the Western world to give up their liberties so that they can offer them security, a.k.a. our government running and creating and fostering and funding al-Qaeda and allowing them to attack us as a pretext to take over our lives and our world. And this is what Hollywood's doing more and more as their anti-liberty franchises fail. Now, when you watch mainline television shows, it's anti-liberty, anti-gun, anti-family, anti-militia. But more and more in big films like The Last Superman, they've got to give wholesome messages because they know that they've lost the body politic. The group collective and the people are waking up.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Well, you heard it here first. Captain America, Winter Soldier, is all about doing the right thing and being a patriot, even when it's unpopular, and risking your life to do it. This movie's fantasy, but right now, good men and women in our military are standing up to the public gun confiscation plans that are being promoted by Obama. Obama is preparing our military for a civil war with the American people. It's important we openly discuss this so they're unable to launch this conflagration. Americans need to come together around the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not give the offshore tyrants a civil war as a political distraction. All right, folks, that is just a few minutes from InfoWars Nightly News Friday night. And I was talking to Jim Mars, the best-selling author, researcher. His book, Crossfire, got turned into the movie JFK. The 50th anniversary is coming up. We're going to talk about that later. First, we're going to talk about some of the current events. But, Jim, you were saying, oh, yeah, I mean, the real Captain America from the comic book character, he would be 100% against what DHS is doing today.
Well, yeah, because the original Captain America, you know, started off during back in the 40s fighting the Nazis. Nazi, you know, that's the German acronym for National Socialist, okay? They get everybody together and take up the weapons and make everybody toe the mark. And if you speak out, then you get arrested. Oh, wait a minute. It kind of sounds like what's happening today.
What's happening to our press right now? We're going to go to break and come back into the banking, the NSA, all of it. But as a guy that wrote for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for decades, Jim, as somebody who's been a professor teaching, you know, JFK research, as somebody who's been around, I mean, you were a journalist back when Kennedy got killed. You even knew Jack Ruby. Understanding all that, what is it like to see members of the press being arrested, SWAT teams raiding the press for their files on government corruption? I mean, Nixon never even imagined stuff like this, Jim.
That's true. Captain America, if he was a real person, if he was here today, he'd be throwing up in his soup at what's going on today. It's incredible. And
well, he'd be a terrorist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he wears a funny suit and, you know, fights for
freedom. Well, I mean, he's for due process freedom, and I mean, that's terrorism.
Yeah, well, they pretty well outline that as that's a
defense. They openly say any veteran is a terrorist.
Exactly, exactly. And what's really bad now, and people need to understand this, if you're a veteran and you go in and you're trying to get some VA benefits, one of the questions they ask you is, do you have any guns? And if you answer yes, you better be prepared for a whole battery of stuff, and they're going to put you on the list, and then
any reason to take your guns outside law, they'll do
now,
it.
Now, why was it? I mean, we've had veterans going all the way back to.
Aren't you a veteran?
Oh yeah.
I mean, a terrorist.
Oops. Wait a minute. Maybe I should not admit having served in the U.S.
So you were a terrorist too.
Yeah. Yeah. They trained me to use a rifle, and during the Vietnam War, of course. And we've had all these veterans all the way up here, never had any problem. Why all of a sudden now do they feel like a veteran is a problem? You know why? Because they're trained with firearms and they know how to use them.
They could stop a takeover.
They could stop.
What do you make of Fort Hood on record now saying if you're evangelical or give it the Tea Party, you will be arrested? They had to back off, but I mean, that even freaks me out that they would violate the First Amendment and threaten people.
Well, they backed off by saying, well, that's not official policy. That's just somebody happened to say that. But I'm here to tell you, in the military and in the Army, you don't say squat unless it's approved by the higher echelons. So they're lying through their teeth when they say that this is not.
Oh, we know. No, they said that we're going to remove those training materials that are Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right. And, of course, that the Southern Poverty
Look at how they're persecuting the Tea Party and pro-life groups. I mean, look at how they're going after people. It's illegal.
Southern Poverty Law Center is a branch of the ADL.
That's right.
Okay. So they actually should be registered as foreign representatives of the foreign government. The Tea Party, good, bad, or indifferent, at least they're homegrown people. They're just American.
Well, that's why they're terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And people better start waking up. I've been trying to preach this stuff for almost 50 years now, and everybody says, well, you're just a conspiracy theorist, except all my conspiracy theories have now come true.
Well, I mean, it's been on record they've been trying this forever. People say, well, it hadn't all happened yet, because we've been trying to hold it back. But unfortunately, most of it now has happened. I mean, we're failing. So the more we fail, the more we're right. We don't like being right.
Well, up until about 10 years ago or so, every time they would try to put screws to us, they'd say, well, that's like the Nazis. And they'd everybody back off. But now, with 9/11, the attack, and then the Homeland Security, the Gestapo, and then the Patriot Act, which is like the Enabling Act.
It's all for our safety, but who protects us from the system? Stay there.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Investigative journalist Jim Mars is with us for the balance of the broadcast. Haven't had time to get the number out or go to calls, unfortunately. But the weekday show is coming back up tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can find all the show times, affiliates, everything else at Infowars.com. But, Jim, we have a choice to make. Will we be a free society still, or are we going into tyranny? And there's no doubt we're very, very deep into tyranny. The denial is over. Now they're telling us the tyranny is for our own good, but we know it's not. But you were shaken up watching earlier, if folks missed it, the video and the audio we hear of the state police attacking people legally carrying firearms downtown, even when they were presented with the law. And Texas is only one of six states that bans the open carrying of handguns, but these were black powder, so they were legal. But I'd forgotten about this. In 78, you caused congressional hearings, and the DPS, it turned out, secretly under the feds, had files on Texans. Even mainline liberals, conservatives, didn't matter. You broke that for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Tell folks about that.
Well, that's true. I remember having a face-to-face meeting with Homer Garrison, who at that time was the head of the DPS. And I learned later that following the release of this story, they destroyed and shredded tons of documents down there. It took them weeks to do it. They were putting out reports on people who were simply going to city council meetings and raising questions about nuclear power. And they were putting reports on them and marking them subversives. Okay, so see, this has been going on a long time.
It's a chilling effect demonization campaign.
Yes.
Now it's evangelical Christians.
Yes. Yes, but the difference is back then when my story hit and other media started following it, there was a huge public outcry.
He almost went to jail. Nowadays, it's like, well, of course we spy on you. Shut up.
Exactly. Exactly. And now, I look around and everybody's partying and, let's go and have a big dance.
Well, that's the issue. A free people will be aggressive and jealous of their freedom, as Thomas Jefferson said.
Yeah.
Slaves won't be. So folks got to decide how they want it.
That's right. The time for decision is rapidly approaching.
Get back into that story, though, what they were doing.
Oh, well, they had undercover DPS guys that would go to city council meetings and county commissioner courts meetings and would take notes. And then anybody gets up and raise questions about what's going on. And at this case, the key thing was about nuclear power because they were debating whether to build that Comanche Peak nuclear plant. And all he did was like one of the fellows was an airline pilot. He simply went there and raised questions, wanted to know how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to be. And they wrote up a report and then sent a copy to his boss, and it was marked subversive.
I was about to say
that cost him his job.
That's what the Secret Service does now. If you criticize Obama, they try to get you fired. It is political warfare like the IRS going after the Tea Party. This is criminal. They should lose their jobs, not the guy that went and asked questions.
Exactly. And again, the
man, they're evil. How do they hire such scum?
Some people do anything for money, you know. But what gets me is the reaction of the so-called honest people. Again, back then there was a groundswell of public outrage saying, you can't be doing this, and they backed off. Today, I don't see any public outrage, you know.
Well, it's there, but the whore media covers it up. But I mean, get back. So you broke this. How did you first discover it? And then what did the head of the DPS try to do to get you to back off?
Well, the way I discovered it was the pilot, a friend of mine, was friends with a friend of mine. And, through this friend, I finally convinced him. He didn't want to go public because he didn't want to lose his job. And I finally convinced him, you got to go public and you got to use your name so that people know what's happening. And he finally toughed it up, and he did. His boss was a good guy. He said, you're not a subversive, and he didn't lose his job. And then other people started coming forward saying,
that's the key to me. Is Americans standing behind free speech?
Exactly. Everybody, I'm sure you've heard this the same refrain, but I'm only one person. What can I do? Well, hey, all throughout history, it's been one person that changes history. History has never been changed by a committee.
Look at Gandhi.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King, Christ.
Exactly. Exactly. It's always been one person.
They weren't even going to have the Revolutionary War, but George Washington showed up and said, I will command the forces.
That's right. Now, on the other side, it also works on the other side. When Hitler showed up at the German Workers' Party, which became the Nazi Party,
he said, I will lead you.
There were like nine people there. Nine people. And from there, it goes right on up to World War.
And evil knows how powerful the individual is. That's why they try to shut him down. How exactly. dare an airline pilot not want to pay for a dangerous power plant in his neighborhood? How dare you in America? We're going to get you fired.
And when you go through a border checkpoint and they say, are you a citizen? You just say, I'm a Texan. And laugh it off. And why should you have to declare who you are? Why, you know, in a free country.
Well, they've already legalized all the illegals anyways.
Exactly. It doesn't matter, you know.
Ron Paul's right. They now admit the border, the fence is to keep us from leaving.
And that's what it's getting to be. And that time will come.
No, I talked to the coyotes down there when I was at Big Bend last year, I guess earlier this year. They said, oh, no, we have dozens a day now that leave and go across on the canoe.
Yeah.
So now it's the other way.
That's right. And if it gets to be a surreal stream, they're going to start closing it off. They're going to say you can't leave.
Oh, that's what they already tried to stop. They let the illegals pour across. Sure. It's thousands at night, even in Big Bend. That's the middle of nowhere. Cops all just stand down. They're all paid off.
Well, I think right now, and I could be wrong, but I think right now you can still physically get out of the U.S., but you can't take your money with you. You can't transfer it.
The IRS couldn't get it passed last year, so now it's just a reg where if they open an investigation, you can't leave the U.S.
That's right.
That's capital controls.
That's right.
What do you make of
and that's open an investigation. That doesn't mean you're being convicted of anything. So, in other words, if Alex Jones...
There's not even an indictment.
No. If you want to leave the country, all they got to do is say, well, we've got him under investigation. Bam, you're shut down. You can't go.
And people are like, well, that sounds good. Oh, really? That's only in North Korea, Nazi Germany. For folks that don't know history, when that happens to a country, everyone flees in fear. I mean, folks don't know. The stuff that's already happened here is like a death sentence for a country. I mean, it's like red level. We're in critical condition.
Yeah, it's all over but the shouting. But like you said earlier, it's time. You're going to have to pick a side. You know, you're either going to be a side of freedom or you're not. And the thing is, people of good conscience can disagree and still be free. I grant you your freedom to believe, worship, whatever you want to do, as long as you're not in my face with it, you know. And I think he would grant me the same right.
Exactly. But the so-called liberals running the Pentagon say, you can't be a Christian. We'll have you arrested. I can't believe they're even doing it. I mean, it just shows these people are nuts.
Well, and it's the same thing. They observed Ramadan in Washington, but they wouldn't let them put up a Christmas tree. You know, wait a minute. I mean,
why do you think they're so after Christians? Because I mean, what's going on there?
Well, because Christians have a history of freedom and of supporting, even though they do go for, you know, render unto Caesar, they nevertheless have always been for freedom. This country was founded mostly by people fleeing Europe who wanted to practice their version of Christianity.
Exactly, but that's the modern Hitler Christianity of Romans 13, do what the government says. They're afraid of the real Christianity that led the rebellion against King George III
right.
in 1776.
Well, in the New Testament, they asked Jesus, his disciples do, they say, should we pay taxes? And what did he say? He said, go down the river, catch a fish. If you find a coin in the fish's mouth, then pay it as taxes. Well, that's kind of, what are the odds of finding a coin in a fish's mouth? Not very
well. That's why Paul said, render unto Caesar, because that's his faces on it.
Yeah.
That's his system. He issued that money. It is his.
That's right.
But nothing else is.
And you don't have to use that system. You can barter, trade, set up your own money.
I want to come back and get into 50 years after JFK, the NSA, so much more with Jim Mars. Give us your website.
JimMars.com, strangely enough, and that's Mars with two R's.
JimMars.com, I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Sheldon Adelson, noted billionaire businessman, casino owner, and who also owns newspapers in Israel, suggested the U.S. should use nuclear weapons on Iran to impose its demands from a position of strength. Folks, imagine saying preemptively nuke Iran, blow up a city, kill a million people. That's an international war crime. And that just shows the madness that's going on as Iran actually tries to make deals like Gaddafi did. So they double-crossed him, put al-Qaeda in charge. Our own allies got double-crossed in Egypt and had al-Qaeda put in charge. Now the same thing in Syria. I'm going to get Jim Mars's take on this and then talk about some attacks on free speech in America that are currently going on. But here's a clip of him, American Jewish billionaire, blast Obama over negotiations with Tehran. Here's a clip of the audio.
You pick up your cell phone and you call somewhere in Nebraska and you say, okay, let it go. So there's an atomic weapon goes over ballistic missiles in the middle of the desert that doesn't hurt a soul. Maybe a couple of rattlesnakes and scorpions or whatever. And then you say, see, the next one is in the middle of Tehran. So we mean business. You want to be wiped out? Go ahead, take a tough position and continue with your nuclear development. You want to be peaceful?
Everybody cheers. So nuke some rural area, and then Sibir. I mean, it's just madness. And again, I'm not on the side of Israel, Iran. I'm on the side of just common law. I'm not Iranian. I'm not Israeli. I'm just an American who is just so sick of. I mean, the West has radicalized Islam, destabilized the Middle East. Going back to British intelligence that Hitler took it over, we owe the Muslims an apology, if you really study history, for how we've meddled in their affairs and put radicals in. Every time they try to put some mainline guy in, our government takes him out and puts radicals in. That's why this is so evil. Because you could argue there's radicalism, they're a threat. But when you help radicalize them just so you can take American liberty, Jim Mars, you're an expert on this. What do you have to say?
It's just amazing. I mean, what you're talking about is absolutely true, but then that's ancient history. Let's talk about like right now. Just the last 12 years, Al-Qaeda is supposed to be, we're supposed to be in a death battle with Al-Qaeda, right? And on September the 17th of this year, Obama waived the portion of the law that prohibits American companies from providing weaponry to terrorist groups so that he could arm the Syrian rebels, half of whom are al-Qaeda.
And it actually said armed terrorists.
Yes.
It actually said armed terrorists.
Yes, because he wants to arm the terrorists. Now, what kind of game are we playing? And, of course, the whole war on terrorism thing's a joke to begin with. Because let me tell you something. Think about this.
The NSA documents came out last week that they were trying to gag us over it, where they admitted in court it's all fake.
It's all fake. And anybody with any, if you use your brain, you can tell that, because here's the deal. We're supposed to be so afraid of an international terrorist group trying to slip weapons of mass destruction in our country to destroy our freedoms. And yet, what have they done to secure the border? Nothing. Okay, and yet you go to the airport and the TSA is all over you. Take off your belt, take off your shoes, take off your jacket, empty your pockets. No,
now they're spying on everything you do outside your house without warrants.
But wait,
NSA.
But wait, you go rent a private airplane and you go fly to any one of the little thousands of airports all around the United States, and there's no X-ray machines, there's no nothing.
I'm no jet setter, but I know a lot of Hollywood folks that'll literally say, "Hey, we want you for a party tomorrow night in L.A. The jet's landing." Yeah. And a wide-body jet lands, for folks that don't know how these people live, and there's a butler on there and you.
That's right.
Or if you're really in trouble, a couple of girls in swimsuits, you got to say, no, I'm married. But the point is no ID, no nothing.
No nothing. You can fly from Texas to L.A. and land at the private airport over near their private hangar, and you can unload your baggage and your anthrax and your nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah. It's totally. Just like the Bin Laden family, when all air traffic was grounded, they were allowed to fly out 15 flights.
Right. And Richard Clark, the head of the anti-terrorist team, said, "Well, okay, you can do that, but they need to be debriefed first by the FBI." But they were not. Nobody even questioned them. They all, here's the Bin Laden family gets to fly out of the United States, on a free ticket, and weren't stopped, weren't questioned.
The general public has no idea how fake this is.
It's total fake. But look at the billions of dollars, trillions probably, that have been poured into the war on terrorism. And then you look around, you see the school systems falling, you see the bridges, the roads, the infrastructures fall apart. Think of all the good we could do with this money that we've been squandering over there. 12 years of warfare in Iraq, and they're right back where they started from, fighting between the Sunni and the Shiites, and who knows, okay?
The general public has no idea. You know, that's why I got so mad.
And they won't wake up. That's what I don't understand.
That's why I got so mad at Ben Affleck. He admittedly only flies on private jets. Good for him. He earned the money. But he goes, oh, let the TSA do whatever they want. Shut up and do it. He doesn't fly commercial.
Neither do those congressmen. They don't get searched, except for Ted Kennedy. He got on the no-fly list and got stopped three or four times.
Which shows no judge, no jury. Listen, let's shift gears, because I want to get into a bunch of news with you now. For those that don't know, it's been the Dallas Morning News. It's been in the Dallas Observer. And I'm going to be there this 22nd. Hard to believe. I was talking about this a year ago. Now it's here.
Yeah.
They've said no one is allowed in Dealey Plaza for the 50th anniversary who doesn't agree with the official story. You've got to be invited. Well, it's a public park, and there are no demonstrations around it. They're announcing a violation of the First Amendment, so the international press and others, this is going to be the Streisand effect, and you know what that is, where she didn't want media covering her, so it made it bigger.
Right.
I'm going to be there. Everybody needs to be there with their bullhorns and their flyers. The press will all cover us, and it'll all be about how they're trying to censor us. Plus, every poll shows 90% know they killed Kennedy. I mean, it doesn't matter. But it just shows what thugs they are. Tell folks, you live up by Dallas. What's happening, Jim Mars?
Well, what's happening is, for 50 years, the various groups and various researchers and various Kennedy files have tried to get a permit to go into Dealey Plaza and officially hold some ceremony. And the city never would issue a permit. They said, it's a public park. You can go in there and do what you want to do. Okay. Well, this year, 50th anniversary, the city fathers and mothers of Dallas decided that, oops, you know, foreign press may be there and we don't want anybody telling anything other than the official Oswald did it alone theory. And so they, for a couple of $100, got a permit and seal off the park for 4 or 5 days and not let anybody in there unless you buy a ticket. And then when you buy a ticket, you can't pick up the ticket until the morning of the event. And then you have to go funnel through the police checkpoints. And then you have to be vetted by the Dallas police. So in other words, I know people who are conspiracy researchers who cannot even get onto their website or get registered and get one of these tickets.
It's going to be selected lapdogs. This is going to blow up in their face royal.
Well, I would hope everybody.
They don't even get it. If they let us in, it'd be less of a story than the fact that they didn't now. They're idiots.
I know they are. They're shooting themselves squarely in the foot.
It's like the NSA had put out a 30-minute pro-NSA thing saying shut down the press. It has a record 8,000 downvotes, 100 pro votes. Has the record negative votes on YouTube.
Right. Well, I would hope everybody that's listening to your voice today and mine would simply decide they're going to go to the park on that Friday afternoon, 50 years after this whole country took a turn for the worse.
The foreign banks had a coup and took a big dump on us, you mean?
Yep. Absolutely. In fact, what's now becoming quite clear to everybody is that obviously you don't kill the chief executive of the country unless you have taken pains to see that the person that takes his place doesn't come after you. So obviously Johnson's name is being now thrown around more widely than ever. Although I can recall on the day of the Kennedy assassination, there were many people who quietly and under their breath were saying, Lyndon has a hand in this. They knew.
Well, his lawyer has said that.
Yeah. Oh, and now lawyer, now Secret Service guy. And there's, it's all coming out now. But, again, we're not supposed to talk about it, and you can't go to Dealey Plaza and try to race.
Listen, I've been on airplanes flying from Dallas to Austin with, like, high-powered people. I mean, my family was in Dallas. It's a big joke. They know where everybody was trained, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
well, here we are on the 50th anniversary, and let me try to cut through all the...
Stay there. Come back and give us it all crystallized.
Okay.
The essence of the JFK assassination, the coup against America. Straight ahead with Jim Mars. I'm Alex Jones.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Updates up on DrudgeReport.com. Subways overrun with homeless as cops back off. New York Times endorses Lascio for mayor. Just interesting how the country's collapsing, but they're saying there's no problem taking place with the economy and the globalists. Their answer is more taxes, more regulations. That will take care of everybody. And now we learned about all the illegal NSA spying. The list goes on and on. Up on InfoWars.com, you can see my satire on the Redskins announce official new name change. to the Sanduskies after D.C.'s favorite pastime of pedophilia. So it'll now be known as the D.C. Sanduskies, or how about the D.C. Tyrants, D.C. Criminals, the D.C. Pirates. See my video up there. We have the video of the Texas police assault legal gun owners, and the big video, leaked video, FEMA preparing military police for gun confiscations and martial law. Investigative journalist par excellence, Jim Mars, is in studio with us down here in Austin, Texas, from Dallas. You were saying you would crystallize, as you did for my son Rex, before you came live with us, the essence of questioning the official story of the JFK assassination 50 years ago.
Yeah, well, we're heading into the 50th anniversary, and there's already been a spate of books come out, and you're going to see TV specials and retrospectives and all this ooh and ah, and people just can't accept that a loner can change history, and I guess we'll never know, and it's just too controversial. Let me cut through all of this, okay? Let's just use our common sense here. Here's the deal. Here's the Kennedy assassination in a nutshell. If you trust the government, then you trust the evidence they presented, and it's pretty damn.
And you believe monkeys might fly out of my patootie.
Yeah, and it pretty well proves Oswald did it, okay? But if you don't trust the government, then you begin to look at that evidence, and when the closer you look at it, it all starts falling apart, okay? The fingerprints on the rifle, the funeral home director said the FBI came in and put his dead hand on the gun, okay? The x-rays and medical...
the hundreds of dead witnesses.
Dead witnesses, the autopsy x-rays and photographs, the men who took them, not conspiracy theorists. I'm talking about Floyd Reavy, who took the photographs, and Gerald Custer, who took the x-rays, now say the ones they're showing us in the National Archives are fakes, phonies, and not the ones they took. The documents were altered.
Congress found it was a conspiracy.
Exactly. The last official word of the U.S. government said it was probably a conspiracy because they had two sets of acoustical scientists who said at least one shot came from the grassy.
And now they've got this flotilla of whitewashes going on.
That's right. And they're going to try to keep anyone who's got a dissenting voice from the Oswald did it alone theory out of Dealey Plaza on the day of the 50th
anniversary. Good luck with that, dumbasses.
I think they're shooting themselves in the foot. I would hope everyone would just trek over to Dealey Plaza and just show up just to be in a public part that's publicly taken.
Oh, yeah, it's going to blow up in their face royal.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
All right.
I already said a year ago I wasn't when they said no free speech there, which yeah. They've never done. They won't give us a permit, but now these other Jolly Rogers, they get one.
Oh, yeah. The Sixth Floor Museum, which is claims to make no particular statement of opinion, and yet they've plexiglassed off the window of the sixth floor of the old book depository so that no one can get up there and look out and see that there's a tree intervening in the line of sight to the road.
But, I mean, you have all the witnesses seeing them shooting. Let's put up the Streisand effect for those that don't know. I want to read it. The Streisand effect is a phenomenon whereby an attempt to hide, remove, or censor a piece of information has the unintended consequence of publicizing the information more widely, usually facilitated by the Internet. It is named after American entertainer Barbara Streisand, who attempted in 2003 to suppress photographs of her residence in Malibu, California, inadvertently gathering further publicity. That's the good news, is none of this is working.
No. Well, truth will out, you know, and this is the truth. And I taught a course on the Kennedy assassination for 30 years at the University of Texas at Arlington, and that goes back 30 years, and I haven't seen anything to change the conclusions that I've discovered and that were found by the House Assassinations Committee.
Look, off record, I know people that are related to LBJ that talked about what he said before he had a heart attack and died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's none of this is a secret.
No.
I mean, I've interviewed his mistress, all of it. And hey, people say, well, it went higher than him. Sure, he was just their puppet.
Right.
But the military, from your research, Jim, you're probably, no doubt, the leading world expert on JFK. In fact, there's no probably about it. Who was behind it? What were the reasons?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Well, number one, yes, Lyndon Johnson was the most powerful senator on Capitol Hill. He was head of the Armed Services Committee. He was the guy that had his hand on the purse strings of the military. So anything the military did, they were like, you know, two sides of the same coin. All right, they wanted Vietnam. That's number one. Kennedy was going to disengage. And that's number one reason. Number two reason. Is that his brother Bobby was prosecuting organized crime, and it's been said by a member of the Kennedy family, if they'd been left alone, if Kennedy had lived, they would have broken the back of organized crime in the United States. Think what kind of country we have today with no organized crime.
No, instead we're run by organized crime.
Right. And the other thing is that in October, Kennedy issued a memorandum to the head of the CIA demanding that they turn over all their files on UFOs. Biggest secret we got going, set a deadline.
And he was going to abolish the Federal Reserve.
And that's the key. The next key thing is that in the summer of 63, he issued $4.2 billion through the Treasury Department rather than the Federal Reserve System. The money wasn't worth any more or less, but we didn't have to pay interest on it. And by the way,
two foreign bankers.
Exactly. By the way, I'm sure you've already mentioned to your audience that this December, the 100-year
December 23rd is the 100-year anniversary of the three senators voting through the private Federal Reserve that is as private as my big toe.
So we don't have to,
I mean, the Federal Reserve is as federal as my big toe.
We don't have to put on a huge, big effort like Ron Paul was asking for to audit or anything else. All we have to do is not renew their charter.
But notice there's no discussion of that happening.
No, you're not going to hear that in the mainstream media.
Jim Mars, we've got about 5 minutes left in this live Sunday transmission. I see positive things happening. Folks are waking up to the NSA, the police state, the military saying no to the martial law plans. They're testing. Folks say, well, they're not doing it. We have to discredit it so they don't try to do it. They're trying to sell it to the military. That shows they're trying to go operational. I see a lot of positive stuff happening. I see a big awakening, but also see the tyranny pouring in like a flood. Where are we historically? How big is the awakening happening? What is your, as a wise owl, what is your perspective? A guy's been around, you know, since the 60s with the Fort Worth Star Telegram. What does your gut tell you about the future for my children, your grandchildren?
Well, my gut tells me we're in a precarious situation in the United States today. It may be a little too late to save the Republic, and it's a little too soon to start shooting those bastards.
So we're in pretty bad shape.
Pretty bad shape. But as you said, there is a consciousness raising going on, and there's more and more people waking up. But I would say as an admonition to those folks, when you wake up, go try to wake up your neighbors. But actually, though, here's the problem, Alex. You can always wake up somebody who's asleep. But you can never wake up someone who's pretending to be asleep. And we have too many people in this country today pretending to be asleep because they don't want to deal with it.
That's profound because I run into people that go, actually, I know you're right, but what do? They feel powerless.
Right.
And it's like if you just start resisting and saying no, it's over. But they've just given in. I can't imagine the feeling of just giving in to the worst common denominator. Because when you give in to tyranny, you let the worst people in the world run things.
And the last time I was flying out of DFW International, there must have been 500 people gathered up there in those, you know, back and forth lines waiting to go through the TSA. And they had maybe 10 TSA guys there. Why not, you know, if people, if they had any backbone, if it simply say, look, this is wrong, I'm going to go to my plane and walk on through there. You know, 10 people can't stop 500.
Sure, and the terrorists would shut down the airport and say they were keeping us safe. The truth is, the people they represent run the terrorists.
Right.
They staged it all.
Right.
To seize control of society. Isn't that clear? Isn't it clear now they did all this to take over so they could rob our bank accounts and put out Obamacare? I mean, it's clear. They did it, and they've been caught doing it. They are the terrorists.
And Obamacare, obviously, has nothing, very little to do with medical, and it has everything do with data mining. They're trying to get everybody's bank account number and
that's right, and then grab your bank account because you didn't buy Obamacare, you can't buy.
Exactly. And now the proof of that is that when they try to launch their big website for everybody to sign up, it doesn't even work.
Well, Jim Mars, I want to thank you for joining us. JimMars.com, Crossfire, back out in print, preeminent book on JFK. Folks, there's a war for humanity, a war for reality going on. And criminal interests run our country. They stage the terror attacks. They run Al-Qaeda. And they are in total disdain of the public. They think we'll put up with anything. And they are maniacs. But in the final equation, they will be defeated. Speak out against them. Support free speech in your area. Support liberty. Support local businesses. Support local and independent media. That's where it all starts. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. And just say no.
That's right. Learn to say no. Oh, you want to see what I'm going to tell the story tomorrow, what happened to me yesterday. I haven't even gotten to that. 11 a.m. Central, the weekday show, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Lord willing, I will see you back tomorrow. Until then, vaya con Dios.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.